FM News 100.1 and 1110 KBND Sports. Now, here's Mike Thomas.
In the NBA, the Trailblazers played hard against Golden State last night, but came up short 100-92. DeAndre Ayton had 25 points and 15 rebounds. Scoot Henderson had 18 points and 12 assists. The rookie has had a string of double-doubles as he plays more minutes late in the season. Game 81 of 82 is tonight against Houston. Tip-off for the final game at the Moda Center this season is at 7. Major League Baseball. The Giants are on the road at Tampa for a weekend series starting today. San Francisco has started 5-8 as they're still trying to get their makeshift pitching staff in order. Second-year pitcher Keaton Wynn is on the mound today. First pitch against the Rays is at 3:50 this afternoon. The Mariners at 5-8 on the season return to T-Mobile Park to face the Cubs, who have started 7-5. Bryce Miller will go for the M's. First pitch in Seattle is at 6:40. College baseball, 18th-ranked Oregon has a series at PK Park with USC. Game 1 starts at 5:05 today. Number 4 Oregon State takes on Stanford at 6 in Game 1 of their series in Corvallis. College softball, number 20 Oregon at Arizona, beginning today at 5. Oregon State welcomes Stanford for a series. First pitch is at 4. Locally, the Horner Cycling Foundation is bringing back the Cascade Cycling Classic Criterium to downtown Bend on August 10th. The downtown crit was a longtime favorite amongst locals, but has not happened since 2017. The Cascade Cycling Classic was a 5-day stage race. The 1-day criterium will have 12 different racing categories. High school softball and baseball, Mountain View plays Redmond, Caldera against Bend, Ridgeview versus Summit, Crook County battles Estacada, and Lapine plays Harrisburg. From the KBND Sports Desk, I'm Mike Thomas.
Let's start with football. Chiefs receiver Rashee Rice turned himself over to police on charges, including aggravated assault, after he and another driver of a speeding sports car allegedly caused a crash that injured 4 people in Dallas last month. Rice was booked and released on $40,000 bond. Former NFL running back O.J. Simpson, who was charged with the murders of his ex-wife Nicole Brown Simpson and friend Ron Goldman in the 90s, died at the age of 76 after a battle with cancer. Jalen Brunson dropped in a game-high 39 as the Knicks knock off the Celtics, now just a game back of the Bucks for second in the East. Pistons crushed by the Bulls and set a franchise record with their 67th loss this season. Jazz held on to beat the Rockets, finally ending their 13-game slide. Kentucky reportedly hiring BYU's Mark Pope as their new head men's basketball coach. In baseball, the Royals were up for 9 in the first inning. They completed a 3-game sweep of the Astros for their 7th straight win. And Bryson DeChambeau sits atop the leaderboard after the first round at the Masters. That's sports. I'm Trey Bender, NBC News Radio.